think about when you hear cupcake? It may not be wine, but perhaps it should be.
And Washington Examiner wine columnist Scott Greenberg joins us now with our wine of the week. Good to have you back, Scott.
Sean, it is good to be here. Hilly, they are not cheap wines.
Sorry,
They are inexpensive and value-oriented wines.
Scott, cupcakes, a trend we like. You say cupcake vineyards could be a trend we might like. Why
all
is that?
All the rage, because first of all, these wines are affordable. They're all $14 a bottle. Everything we're going to talk about today, $14 a bottle. And they're really good everyday wines. You come home, you don't want to think too much about what you're going to open. They're really great. And if you're looking to get into wine, this is a great way to stick your toe in the proverbial wine barrel. And they're really good. They really are. They deliver a lot of value. They've put together a team that goes around the world and makes the best wines they can from each of the regions in five different countries. So we're going to go around the world tonight.
All right. Well, where do you want to start?
I want to start in Italy. Let's talk about the non-vintage cupcake vineyard Prosecco. It's produced using the traditional Glarus grape and possesses a beautiful nose of citrus, green melon, and nectarine. And the bubbles are remarkably tiny and precise for a Prosecco, but it gives a flavor of creamy lemon, roasted nuts, and nectarine, a wonderful lift in the mouth. Again, $14.
Where are they getting their Sauvignon Blanc from?
Good question. It's coming from Marlborough region of New Zealand. And this one proves that not all Sauvignon Blancs are created equal. For $14, you get this wonderful wine that supports a traditional nose of grassy scents on the bouquet, but this extended exposure to yeast and sediments during the maturation really brings out the best of the fruit. You get these grapefruit and lemon and lime hints on the front of the palate, but then it really hits you with a refreshing citrusy blast and a creamy mid-palate, which I like in Sauvignon Blanc, but it's also got a very nice balanced finish. It's clean, pretty, and crisp.
Where in the world is Scott Greenberg taking us next?
Well, you know what? Let's go to Shiraz.
Okay.
Let's go to Australia.
All right.
Because the winemaker who runs the operation actually hails from Australia, and his 2010 cupcake vineyard Shiraz from the Barossa Valley is banging hot. Deep, dark, and brooding, it features full-throttled flavors of ripe blackberry, dark plums, smoky cassis, but it's got this rich, textured, chocolatey mid-palate that I really like. And then there's just enough black pepper spice on the medium-bodied finish to actually remind you that you're drinking a Shiraz.
Now, some folks like red velvet cupcakes. There's got to be a red velvet wine, right?
You know, had I not tasted this wine, I would not have believed it. That actually tastes like a red velvet cupcake.
Really?
I'm not making it up. It's a blend of Zinfandel, Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, Petit Syrah. It all goes in. It's all from California. And this has been vinified to actually taste like blackberry cupcake with chocolate icing. Hints of red fruit and mocha, delicious, creamy notes on the finish. It's, again, $14.
Wow, kind of cool. Thank you very much, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. If you want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.